Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is March. Oh, John would be so happy if he was here today. March 5th, 2018. And laughing with me today is Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It's a good day now.
Awesome. But you know, I'm glad that my time related dysfunction works out for your pleasure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have both of you here. And we might as well just jump right in because call it a hunch. Brian, you're going to have something to say on this topic. So there's a feature, a new part of Amazon's own delivery service, Amazon Logistics, and it's called Photo on Delivery. So the way this works is if Amazon is delivering the package themselves, so Amazon Logistics, when they leave the package on your porch, assuming you're not home to take the package yourself, they will now take a photograph of the package on your porch, and then that photograph gets included with your order delivery information. So the idea, at least from the customer perspective, is that you can see where a package was left, so you know where to look for it. And then from Amazon's perspective, well, I suppose it's that they have another way of tracking fraud and theft because they can see the package has been delivered. And when you get home and it's not there, at least they have some sort of photographic evidence showing that, well, at least it was on the porch at one point.
Yeah. It's not just photographic evidence, but certainly a timestamp is there. You know, sunlight would indicate what time of day roughly, but probably a timestamp on the picture and the metadata, and perhaps even a geotag on that metadata too, right? So you've got like some proof, like you said, that this package at this time anyway was here. Now, the Amazon driver could have taken it back with them after they took the picture, right? Or anyone else could show up and take it too. But you know, assuming that we're going to trust that Amazon's drivers aren't at least routinely just, you know, taking pictures and then slurping the package back up. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish it would be good that UPS did this. I would like UPS and FedEx to do it because I've had them deliver things and I have no idea where they've put it. You know, they try to get creative sometimes and I mean, you know, presumably for my benefit, either to hide things or protect it from the weather. And, you know, sometimes it's literally days before it's like, oh yeah. And they're, you know, like UPS and FedEx have their whatever, UPS My Choice and FedEx has Informed Delivery where they'll tell you that a package is coming and that's super handy. But adding pictures to it like that, I'd be into that.
Well, it's available in a handful of cities in the United States right now. So it's more of a, I guess, like a test program.
Sure.
And if it's working the way Amazon wants, then it's a pretty safe bet this is going to expand out to a lot of other markets around the United States. And
yay.
And Brian, you had been uncharacteristically quiet. So now that you've given me your Monty Python level enthusiasm response, yay.
I do not have any interest in Amazon amassing a collection of photographs of my home. I don't need that in my life. I don't need that in my life.
So I take it you aren't trusting that Amazon is using these images only for delivery verification.
I don't know what they're using them for. I don't know what they might want to use them for in the future. I don't know what it is they might possibly want to catalog from this. I can't imagine that if these photographs exist, they will be used exclusively for, you know, fraud prevention or helping me find my package. It's possible, but by and large, I don't need this corporation that's already amassing a profile on me to also be taking pictures of my home. It's bothersome. It's massive corporate intrusion into our lives.
Hang on though. Wait. Because I mean, you're saying isn't actually what's happening, right? You're saying you don't want Amazon taking pictures of your home. We're talking about Amazon taking like pictures of one very specific part of your home. It's not like these drivers, at least as it's explained to us, if we accept it on face value, they're not walking around and like, you know, canvassing your home and casing the joint, as it were. I don't know. I don't know that I share your skepticism on this one.
You often don't share my skepticism on this stuff, and I get that. To me, it is an escalation of this profiling of us, and I'm not interested in it.
So I'm gathering that you are not interested in getting Amazon's other system where you buy the smart lock and the camera combo so that they can open your door and drop a package inside.
No, I'm not. That's less about, well, that's actually a lot more about the unknown security ramifications, rather than not necessarily trusting.
Wait. Amazon. So you're not okay with an Amazon driver taking a picture of your doorstep, but you're totally okay with Amazon placing a camera full time on your home?
Oh no. I'm not okay with that aspect.
Okay.
but it's, and I had actually forgotten about the camera aspect, to be honest. I'm not okay trusting a fleet of drivers with access to my house.
But there's a fleet of drivers like UPS and FedEx already have that, as does the post office, right?
Not to the inside of my house. We're talking, still talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I see.
The door opening bit.
Yeah.
All right. So I wrote up a tip this morning detailing how to turn this off if you don't want it. And the caveat is you have to be in an area where the feature is available. And you have to get a package where they've taken a photograph and
to opt out. It's opt out. It's not opt in.
Right. So once you have that first order delivery data where it says, you know, your package was delivered at such and such time, there'll be a photograph with it. And there will be a button below it where you can disable or turn off photo on delivery. And when you do that, then there's no more photos of your packages. And I'm sure that at least one person is already thinking, well, doesn't that just mean they're not going to show you the photo? They can still take it? Sure, of course. Anyone can take photos without your knowledge, and you just wouldn't know. But they're not supposed to take photos at that point. And I also, in my tip, dropped an idea in there, and I'm curious, what do you guys think about this? Amazon just bought Ring. It's the doorbell company where it has the camera, so you can see who's at your front door.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so wouldn't this be a really clever way for Amazon to be able to see or to get a photograph, not just when Amazon Logistics is dropping off your package, but when any service is dropping off your package? Because then the doorbell's just there. If it's linked up to your Amazon Prime account, then it could just snap that photo when the delivery person is tagging a package as dropped off.
Well, it would automatically do that. Actually, the way Ring works is it's both motion and button aware, right? So when it detects motion, it also records video if you tell it to, and or notifies you on your phone if you tell it to, right? No matter where you are. So you don't have to wait until somebody rings the bell. You can know when someone's approaching your door. So you would have that anyway. I mean, we have that now with Ring and UPS and FedEx. Like I know when they were here because I can go and literally watch a video of them dropping off the package, which is cool.
Sure. So yeah. So maybe Amazon could tie into that so that when the timestamps are close enough, they can say, oh, this is probably the package being delivered. We'll grab that video.
Yep.
Yeah.
With permission. Sure.
Of course, with permission. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brian, your silence tells me you are not happy with that idea either.
I'm not interested in greater corporate intrusion into my life.
Yeah. And see, I'm with you.
I get why someone might be. I get why someone would embrace this. I'm not saying that this is some sort of black and white right and wrong kind of thing, but it is not. I don't think it's healthy for society, for corporations to have this ever encroaching intrusion into our private lives. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I totally get that. And at the same time, I can see where there would be a lot of people that would be happy to have the service because their packages are always being stolen and they're left at the wrong houses.
Sure. And there's a lot of people who are happy to trade access to their lives for free services, for otherwise free services. And, you know, again, I get why people want it. I don't think it's a healthy development for society.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Wait. Though. I mean, we're talking about an opt-in thing here, and if you want to talk about privacy, though, like there are cameras everywhere, always taking pictures of us that we have no control over.
Yeah, I don't think that's good either.
Well, there you go. But that, like, that's a totally different conversation, right?
Or it's all part of the same conversation. And this package thing is opt out. It's not opt in.
The other ones, you don't get to opt in or out.
Well, but how? So,
I think this is a get off of my lawn thing. Like, it's we are way past this point right now. Like, you don't get to put this Pandora back in the box. That box is open and we threw away the box. We recycled it. Like, we're done with that. The privacy of things that are visible to the public does not exist. It could be argued it never existed, right? You know, if someone can see it, then they can see it, especially if it's your doorway and it's, you know, visible from the street. Like, how many pictures of that are taken? You know, are you upset about pictures being taken of your doorstep by Apple Maps or Google Maps cameras?
I don't think I have any control over that. And the difference there is that it's not necessarily attached to me. And we can't stop people from taking pictures in general, but you're talking this opt out program with Amazon is about attaching images of my house to me specifically.
Yeah. I think you're creating a difference that doesn't exist. Your address is you, right? I mean, it's pretty easy to find someone's address these days. And so I can go on Google and see what your house looks like. And I know that's you. It's not anonymous.
Yeah.
And with facial recognition and all that stuff that obviously is really good. I mean, our phones can do it, right? So like, we can be tracked anywhere.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I think your analogy is spot on. The Pandora's box is open and we took the box and recycled it.
It's gone. It's just I don't know that we recycled it. I think we burned it. I'm not sure we ever get to use that box in any way, shape, or form again, Jeff.
Yeah, regardless, it's just gone.
It's gone, not recycled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm curious to see how people react to this now that it's becoming better known that Apple or Apple, that Amazon has photo on delivery as part of what they're doing. And yeah, I'm just curious to see what sort of reaction the general public has now that more people are learning about this. So, and I'm also curious to see how I will react when it becomes available in Boulder. Because if Amazon likes how this works, you know it's coming everywhere.
So, right.
I'll let you know how I feel about this the first time I get a delivery notice and there's a photograph of my place in it. All right.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I wanted to talk about today, it's, I guess imitation is the highest form of flattery. And Brian, you found a list that Dave Mark put together of things that Apple has done that the industry then copied. And I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, Dave Mark did a good job of putting this list together. It's over at The Loop. We link to it. And just, it's interesting in that, you know, Apple does something that's different, and Apple is generally speaking mocked for it, derided for it, ridiculed for it, decried their doom because of it. And, you know, then sometime in between the next 2 weeks and the next 2 years, it pretty much becomes kind of like an industry standard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good things on this list, right? Starting with a computer without a command line interface. Like, yeah. And to be fair, Apple, they had their own computers with command line interfaces, right? The Apple II was that. And then that started to morph, but it started to morph after the Mac came out. The Mac was the first computer that you could buy as a consumer that had this. Yes, Xerox developed the command line interface, but they had no plans to make it into a computer, which is why they let Apple go look at what they made. Apple did. Apple saw this path, and it was weird moving from an Apple II, you know, moving from command line interface, right? You know, I used IBM PC XTs and ATs and a Timex Sinclair even, which had a command line interface too. And then the Apple II series all did. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, wait, how do I get to the command line? Like, you don't. There isn't one.
Being the 2GS.
Well, that's not a Mac, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still stuck in my romantic memories of the Apple II line.
Right, right. Yeah. No, with the Mac, there was no way to get to the command line. You could invoke that debugger thing with the programmer switch that you could put on the side of like an SE or an SE30. But that wasn't a command line. That just let you do a few things from the keyboard. But it wasn't. You couldn't actually do anything of that like you could from a normal command line. Yeah, it was decades before we got command lines back on the Mac with.
That's true. We had to wait for OS X.
We had to wait for OS X. We had to
wait for Steve to bring it back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Steve took it away and Steve brought it back.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, right? The floppy drive they took away.
It's so easy to just sort of forget about that, but it was, there was just like so much derision about, oh my God, you take the floppy drive away. This is ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Right.
Do you remember
that? It was such a big deal.
It was. And I think it was eMachines used the floppy drive when Apple sued them, over copying the original gumdrop iMac design. And they said, no, We're not copying a computer design because the iMac doesn't have a floppy drive. Therefore, it's not a computer.
Right. Right. USB. You know, I don't know that Apple was mocked for it, but perhaps they were. Dave Mark said they were. It was stress.
So there was a lot of stress about dropping.
Well, because they moved from ADB, yeah, right, their own proprietary Apple desktop bus, to USB. But the iMac was the first real, you know, the iMac is what popularized USB. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was the first mainstream product with it, which is fascinating.
Yeah, it is, because at the time, of course, Apple had no market share.
Right.
It was largely an afterthought that was, you know, everyone was just, you know, had pre-written their obituaries and were just waiting to run them.
Waiting to run it. Yeah, that's right.
On a floppy disk.
Yeah.
And yeah. Another one of my favorites is, of course, the keyboard on a smartphone. There's this one particular BlackBerry commercial that just was etched into my brain. I hate this character that this actor played so much. This jockey looking programmer kind of dude, and he's like, because I need a real keyboard, because that's important. Just like, duh. I just want to I hate that character. And yeah, so, you know, where are those physical keyboards today, folks?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the Palm CEO, right, that said PC guys aren't going to walk in and just figure this out, right?
And where's Palm today?
Yeah.
Exactly. Lots of people actually said a lot of phone people said the same thing. A lot of phone industry people said, like, you know, these guys have no history in phones. They're not going to be. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
Well, and now the latest thing, when the iPhone X came out, people were mocking Apple because of the notch or the unibrow where the camera and sensors are on the display. And we're already seeing other phones come out that are just putting that on there.
Yes, we are. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily going to become a quote unquote industry standard. I imagine it will probably be superseded by ever smaller components.
Sure.
And in different ways too.
Well, and displays that are that can be both visible and transparent at the same time, right?
Yeah. Like, other technologies will supersede the notch. But to the point of the article, Apple was mocked for the notch, the iPhone X was mocked for the notch, and yet now we're seeing people copy it.
Yep. So, well, we're out of time. We're going to have to wrap up, but it's a interesting article, and I love the list. So I'll make sure we have a link in the show notes. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
And Dave, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, I'm so glad that you were here. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.